My brothers and sisters, people steal heaven all the time, and God lets them. Literally, His mercy is so great. I can't tell you, even in just 8 years as a priest, the number of times I've seen deathbed conversions, or people who are baptized in the final years, or months, or weeks, or days of their life. Or the number of times I've heard a confession and a person dies a few hours later or the next day and they've been away from the church for decades. And it's amazing. You think, God, gosh, Lord, you are incredible. And yet I've also had a number of times where I'm driving away from the hospital and I think, you know, Lord, that's really not that fair. Right? That person's going to have the reward of heaven just like someone who's been faithful throughout their entire life. And you can imagine how the Jews felt who lived in the time of our Lord, where they've been trying to follow the law and preparing for the coming of the Messiah. And they've tried to live righteous lives. And then finally the Messiah comes and He hangs out with sinners and tax collectors and prostitutes. They're like, Lord, that's not just. Right? How can that be? My brothers and sisters, the reward of heaven is what God desires to give to every soul. And whether a person chooses to follow Christ for 100 years and perseveres, or for a few moments right at the end, heaven is theirs. But sometimes Catholics have the tendency to think, well, gosh, if that's the way it works, I can live however I want to live my entire life and just make that deathbed conversion and I'm good to go. Right, that final confession. And so there's something more to be said, and it is that which is not said in the parable today, but that the parable alludes to. And I was reading the writings of St. Augustine, and this is what he says about today's parable. He says, in eternal life, so in heaven, which everyone who follows Christ receives, he said, the light of merits shine diversely. In heaven, the light of merits shine diversely. You remember when our Lord said there are many rooms or many mansions in heaven. What does He mean by that? Augustine goes on. In the many mansions, one shall shine with more splendor than another. He's saying in heaven, souls are not equal. The intensity of one person's joy will be greater than that of another. Or the immensity of the love with which one soul is filled will exceed that of another. The way we live our lives on earth is reflected of the degree of glory that we will have in heaven. Now, so St. Therese, knowing this, this is what she said. She said, there's no jealousy in heaven. Right, one person doesn't envy another. Right, you don't lord it over a person and like, hey, I'm happier than you are. Right, that all goes away with the end of this life. But it's nonetheless true. Now in heaven, nobody will feel a lack. Nobody will feel like, oh my gosh, I'm missing something. Everybody will be full. But she said the capacity of souls is different. So she said, one soul might be like a tiny little thimble. And they might be filled to the brim, that thimble, and so they're not missing anything for their own personal happiness. But another soul might be like a large glass, or another like a pitcher, or another as vast as the ocean. And that will be the intensity of their joy for all eternity. And this is why the saints, during their lives on earth, would say things like Blessed Mother Teresa, when she would say, I want to love God like no soul has ever loved Him before. Right? I want the highest place in heaven I could possibly receive. Or Saint Therese of Lisieux, who said, I don't want to love God half-heartedly. I want to love God with my whole heart. Or Padre Pio, when Padre Pio said, I want to live in such a way that not one soul is ever lost. A few years ago, I was with my sister Kimberly, my older sister, and an uncle of mine by the name of Joe. And this was during my seminary years. And my sister was exhorting me and my Uncle Joe, and she was saying, you know what? We've got to become saints. This world needs saints. Let's do it. Let's become saints together. And my Uncle Joe said, Kim, that might be good for you and the future Father Jer, but so long as I get through the back door of purgatory, that's good enough for me. And there's many Catholics who live like that, right? Just so long as I kind of sneak in, hey, I'm fine. I had a man come to confession yesterday. And at the end of his confession, he's a middle-aged man, a husband, a father. He said this to me. He said, Father, I've arrived at the point in my spiritual life where I never want to willfully commit even the tiniest sin. I never want to choose to sin the rest of my life. If that man perseveres, his reward will be great in heaven. And my brothers and sisters, that's where our Lord desires all of us to arrive at. Where we're not the 11th hour conversions on our deathbed. Where we are so prepared for heaven that our reward will be tremendous and our joy infinite. Just recently I was listening to one of the CDs in the back of the church. And this man is coming to our parish in December for a mission. It's going to be incredible. He was a gangster, one of the head gangsters on the streets of London for a number of years. He has this radical conversion, and now he goes out and travels all over the world, especially preaching to the youth. And on one of these gatherings, he finishes his talk to the youth, and one little kid raises his hand and says, excuse me, do I understand right? Do you want to become a saint? And he said, no. He said, I don't want to become a saint. I want to become a great saint. My brothers and sisters, if you have not yet made the decision to become a saint, our Lord is waiting for that choice. And if right now you're sitting there and there's a little voice in your head that said, Father's crazy, that can never be, not me, that voice is not from God. Every single one of us was made to become a saint. But it requires the decision and the will to follow. As you receive our Lord today, I would ask Him for that grace. If you have not yet decided, and if you have decided, I would ask our Lord for the grace. Jesus, give me the desire not to become just a saint, but a great saint.